Welcome to today's episode of Rainer on Leadership, your online home for leadership lessons and advice for the local church. I am your host, Sam Rainer. We also have with us Tom Rainer, the founder and CEO of Church Answers. And even more importantly, we have several guests with us today. Dad, do you want to explain what we're doing, why we're doing it, and the chaos that we're about to bring our listeners into?
Well, this is Kevin Spratt-induced chaos, and we'll talk about that in a minute. I suggest, Sam, come back, Sam. I suggest that you go on and give our sponsor, because we're going to forget everything once we get moving forward.
Yeah, we probably do. And we do love Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. They exist to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ by equipping students to serve the church and fulfill the Great Commission. The school offers more than 40 different degree programs, including the new 37-hour Master of Arts in Church Revitalization. This is in partnership with Church Answers and Revitalize Network. We're also partnering with Southeastern Seminary to make available for free the Church Future Indicator. Learn about both of these offerings and more by visiting sebts.edu. Again, just so you have it, sebts.edu. Where are you going? Southeastern will help you get there.
Okay, now, listeners, this edition is totally different, totally, potentially, probably verifiably so chaotic, but it is a special Mother's Day edition. And then we have four mothers with us. Kevin Spratt, no, he's not one of those. Actually, we have five mothers with us, but Amy's in the background. So we got Amy in Richmond, and we've got Kevin in Lexington. But on the show, we have four mothers with us. First of all, we have my wife, Nellie Jo. And Nellie Jo is actually the mother of the three guys that these three ladies married. And so we'll be listening to her a little bit. Then in order of the weddings, Sarah was first, and Sarah married Art, and all of the three of these ladies got married within a year's time, so it was chaotic then. Then Aaron got married second, and if I recall correctly, Aaron, I called you Sarah during the ceremony. Is that right?
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. That was by the time we were getting there. And then the third one to come into the scene was Rachel, and Rachel married Jess. So you've got Sarah with Art, you've got Aaron with Sam, and you've got Rachel with Jess. Do you remember what word I mispronounced in the ceremony at your wedding, Rachel?
We're talking about Mario Kart.
I think I called it Mario.
Mario.
Instead of Mario.
And hey, Dad, is that anything like, you know, your Pumas that you like to wear?
They are. Yes, they are. You can back away.
I was so proud of you for being up with the times and getting you a good pair of sneakers. And I'm like, hey, Dad, you know, you seem to be tracking with the trends. And you're like, yeah, I love my Pumas.
Yeah, yeah. Sam, you can go away now. So let me talk first of all to Nellie Jo, the matriarch of the Rainer family. Nellie Jo, we had a consistent prayer when you and I had three little boys, and we prayed for two things for our boys. I'm putting you on the spot. Do you remember what those two prayers were?
Well, one was for their, number one was their salvation.
Right.
And number two were beautiful and excellent wives.
Yeah. And we kind of went two for two, didn't we?
Yes, absolutely.
And it was kind of fun watching what happened. Tell me this, Nellie Jo, do you have any particular great memory of motherhood? I mean, you got a lot of them, but, you know, just one of the memories of motherhood that sticks out to you, just something off the cuff.
Oh, it was all love. I just so much loved my Puddle Duck, my Pumpkin, and my Boaz. And
I have three nicknames for the Rainer boys.
And now I just dearly love my Surprising Sarah, my Exploring with Excellence, Aaron, and my Radiant, Rachel.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Sarah, you were up first.
Hey, Dad, I just want to go on the record as now the world knows to call me Puddle Duck.
Nothing like a...
I think I'm going to change my Twitter handle and my website, and I may even legally just change my name from Sam to Puddle Duck.
Okay. Wow. That's really encouraging. All right. I'm going to ask each of you ladies just to tell me some one major, two major, just overall highlight of motherhood. Cause this is about Mother's Day. And then I'm going to step back for just a moment and listen to you, and let's go in order of marriage. We're not going to go in order of age. So don't worry, Rachel, you won't be first. We're going to go in order of marriage, and we'll go first with Sarah. Sarah, some of the joys of motherhood that you can express.
I'd have to start at the birth of each of my kids, just getting to hold each of them for the first time. There is nothing like seeing a newborn baby and that just love at first sight and that little baby just laying on your chest. There is no other feeling like that. So I'd have to start with that. And then I have three boys. So we have had holes in walls and carpet stained and pee all over the toilet. And yes. So, but honestly, I'm going to miss those things one day. So even in the chaos of raising three boys, all the goofy jokes and silliness and smells and sounds that come out of them are truly joyous. Sometimes expensive, but joyous as well. And so I know I'm going to miss those one day.
Erin?
I would say we've got two older girls that have already accepted Christ, and that was definitely one of the most joyful moments, is seeing them accept Christ, because like you all prayed, we are definitely praying for all of our children to accept Christ. So we still have two boys that are growing and will hopefully eventually join their sisters in accepting Jesus. But that was definitely a joyful moment for us. We were just the other day celebrating Bryn's 1 year of baptism. And so it's just neat to go back and see that. And such a joyful time in their lives and in our family.
Excellent. Rachel.
I agree with Sarah and Erin and both of the things they said. For me, it would be just seeing them grow into their personality and just who they're just becoming as we have a boy and two girls, and also just seeing the relationship together, just how they relate to one another and just how they're growing just as three little siblings.
Yep. Love my grandchildren. Nellie Jo, let's talk about one of the philosophies that you had about raising children as a mother, and particularly about raising the three boys. Your actual desire was to see them go. Not that you wanted them to leave you, but you wanted them to go and have their own family. So would you talk about that for a moment?
Well, I always wanted to prepare them for their flight. And that was always in my mind, to get them ready to fly. And so when I went off to college, that was a very bittersweet time, because I knew that they were beginning their flight, and at the same time I felt like I still wanted to hold on to them, but I knew that it was time for me to start letting them go.
All right, ladies, let's talk about some of the most humorous things that, and I may be putting you on the spot, and I'm going to go to my three daughters-in-law first. And Sam, I'm taking over this podcast, so you're welcome to come in at any time you want to. But some of the most humorous things that have happened to you since you have joined the Rainer family. Or maybe some humorous moments of joining the family. Or maybe another way of putting it is you knew us before you married the three sons, each of the three sons. But what's been different about being part of the Rainer family, Sarah?
Tom, the thing that sticks out to me about what's changed the most is I have watched
you actually become more of a servant to Nellie Jo over the course of my relationship with art, just watching you put her more on a pedestal, and just I've truly seen you grow in love of her. And I comment that to quite a few people that I can physically see a difference. Not that you treated her poorly before; you've always treated her nice.
Is that what you're
saying? No, but I have. You've become more gentle in your words and your tone and your actions, and I have physically seen a change in how you love Nellie Jo. And I've seen Nellie Jo come out of her shell. When we first started dating 17 years ago, I didn't see Nellie Jo painting as much as I see her now. And I love that she gives us her opinion more often. I value that. And so I've seen both of you grow since I've started dating art.
Erin, anything that you want to recall, whether it's being a part of the Rainer family or motherhood or humorous or what?
I was going to say, Sarah started off so sweet and endearing that I was going to tell a funny story, but...
Do it.
Okay, I was going to say, number one, I do love being part of the Rainer family. You all are amazing and great examples. And Nellie Jo, you did do a wonderful job prepping your boys to take flight. And I feel like they are great leaders and great men. Stop doing that. You can't see is my husband flying in the background.
Tell Puddle Duck to sit down.
That's right. Quit spreading those wings. That's funny. I was just going to tell a funny story of Sam and I when we first started dating, because I know whenever we had thought of the idea of doing this, it talked about humorous things. And I think Jess was there at home for this one. But this is, I think, our third date. And Sam found out that I played the piano, which I don't play very well, but I can read music. And so he tells me that he plays the guitar, and he wanted us to have this impromptu jam session. And the only thing, I can't play by ear or anything. I have to read music. So you all had a hymn book at your house. So I pull out the hymn book. Sam starts trying to play his guitar along with me. It was the worst thing ever. It was just so funny. And again, it's like our third date. And I'm just imagining you all, and I think Jess was at the house at the time, just being like, oh my word. But we've made it past that. And
that was the last time that I've played the guitar.
And you know me, I thought it was great.
Listen, mom made me learn the trumpet. Okay. So I thought the switch to the guitar was a better option for all of you in terms of noise, but I still have that guitar, but it has been a while since I've played.
For which we're all grateful. Rachel.
I have two things. I have a funny one and a serious one, but I'll start off with the serious one. I just feel like being a part of the Rainer family is just, I just love it. I feel like we're all just so just encouraging of one another, and we have each other's backs. And I would say, Tom and Nellie Jo, you guys are the most encouraging in-laws like I could ever imagine. You guys just always support us and encourage us in everything we do. And so I am so grateful for that. And I just love the relationship that all of the boys and all the girls have together. And it's just, I think it's one of a kind. And so I'm just very grateful for that. And then my funny one is, all of you Rainer men hate chewing sounds. Like, what is up with that?
That is so true.
Listen.
So now my kids are like that. They'll tell their friends to stop chewing with their mouths open, and it's so embarrassing.
And Rachel, your children are doing the world a great service. There is nothing worse in the world than mouth noises.
It's like all four of you boys, including Tom, you all cannot stand it. And so even... I don't know. It's just a funny thing. And now I find
nothing funny about mouth noises. They are only disgusting and should end immediately.
I'm slightly afraid to chew gum around art.
Exactly. Just told me the other day that none of the kids are allowed to have gum or veggie straws in the car anymore.
Yeah, we kind of have that rule here as well. If they have gum, it has to be when Sam is not around at all.
They ask me for gum, not for him. Not him.
So that's why they come to JoJo for gum.
Right, yes.
We're going to reverse the order. All four of y'all are mothers. Let's recall, and we'll make sure we end on a happy note. But what some of the more difficult things about motherhood? Rachel, I'll go to you. It seems obvious the death of Will would be right there, but I don't want to speak for you. So, you know, some of the difficult things about motherhood.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the number one, is just losing a child. And this is a gut-wrenching time. It's also, I mean, it's turned into good too. I see a lot of good in it and continue to see a lot of good in it, and gives us lots of opportunities to talk to our kids about Christ. And so, yeah, that would be definitely my most challenging part of motherhood, is saying hello and goodbye to one of our children. I just think other hard is just, for us, it's probably just been discipline, to be honest. Like, you just want them to be these responsible, Christ-loving adults. And I just take that, feel like our family takes that so seriously, with just discipline and just raising them so they can be responsible, Christ-like adults. So that's been, that's been a journey that we just take seriously. So, and that's every day.
Tough times. Erin, tough times for you.
I would just say navigating the waters of, as the kids change, changing the discipline, changing what you're trying to teach them. Obviously, they are constantly growing. And so you want to challenge them and teach them and help guide them to love Christ and to be respectful and responsible little people. And so I think that changes constantly, obviously, and as they grow. So just continuing to figure that out. And I don't think you ever arrive, but just hoping that you continue the curve going in the right direction.
And you've had the blessing and the challenge of having a foster child.
Yes. And that is exactly true. He is such a blessing. But it has definitely had its challenging moments with family and those dynamics. And thankfully he is a blessing, and God definitely has his hand on his life. And so we just trust him with him, and know that he's got big plans for him. So
there you go. Sarah.
The two things I think that are probably the most difficult for me is having all boys in the house. Men and women are so different. And so when I pictured being a mom when I was a little girl, I never pictured having all boys. And so I definitely have to adjust to that, and I'm physically exhausted. So that's been a challenge. And the other challenge is reminding myself that my main ministry is at home. Sometimes I want to look out of the home and find more significance in work or things I do out there, but reminding myself that I have three kids, and they are kids that I'm trying to disciple, and finding more worth in the job of being a mom than being other things.
And Sarah, bonus question for you. Where did you learn to talk without breathing?
What?
Where did you talk without breathing? Sometimes we have conversations and I can walk away and be gone for 45 minutes and you're still talking to me.
Tom, that's part of your sanctification, that the Lord put an extreme extrovert and extreme introvert, and you have the best listening ears. I love when you come and visit, because I just talk and talk and talk and you don't respond, but you listen, and I love it.
I'm glad you think I'm listening. Nellie Jo, tough times being a mom. And then we're going to have a last word for everybody.
Oh, I choose not to remember the tough times. I am a very positive person, and I try to forget the tough times and just keep moving forward.
All right. One last word from each of you as we close this up. If you were to give a word of encouragement to other moms out there, a word of encouragement to other moms, experientially, biblically, whatever you want to do, let's just go through that random order this time. Erin, how about an encouraging word to other moms as we hit Mother's Day?
I would say just keep your relationship with Christ at the forefront and trust that He put these people in your life for a reason and gave you the children that He gave you for a purpose, and that you were the best mom for them. And the one way that you continue to be able to do the exhausting work of being a mom is just staying plugged in to the power source of God, who can fill you up and keep you going and correct your own behaviors and help you see what behaviors to correct in your children, and just stay plugged into the Lord.
Good word. Rachel?
I would say just being present with your family, your husband, and your children. Just being living in the moment. Sometimes that's hard for me because at my core, I'm a worrier and kind of
I didn't know that about you, Rachel.
A to-do list person. And so I have to remind myself. I have to remind myself just to be present with them and enjoy the moment. And then I'd also say it's just being a mom is to have a strong relationship with your spouse and to cultivate your relationship with your husband, because your children are watching that. They're watching how your relationship is there. And so that is just like Erin said, you know, the Lord is the most important, but your husband is the next most important relationship after that. And that is going to be huge for your kids.
Sarah?
I'd say not to forget that the Lord sees when nobody else does, that behind the scenes, when it's just you and your kids, that you are there serving the Lord, that your kids are also, you're discipling your kids. They are going to learn about Christ through you. And sometimes the best thing you can do for your kids is to allow them to see you do ministry outside of the home too. I think that's part of discipleship, which also just, I think, helps you feel like you are on mission for the Lord in your home, but out of your home. And so when you view yourself as a daughter of Christ, you're not just a mom. So you're discipling your kids. The Lord sees it. And the Lord also wants you to be engaged in other ministry too.
All right. Then the last word goes to the matriarch of the family, the queen of encouragement, Nellie Jo. A word to mothers on this Mother's, as we approach Mother's Day.
Oh, well, I just encourage you to be faithful to the Lord and dependent on Him. Lots of prayer, and He will answer those prayers. And your faith in Jesus will reflect upon your children. And in turn, they too will sense your dedication and your faith.
And Nellie Jo, you might say, and when it's all said and done, God may bless you with the most incredible blessing of grandkids.
Absolutely.
Yes. All of those grandkids are absolutely wonderful. This has been a different kind of Rainer on Leadership. This has been the Rainer Ladies on Leadership. You have been listening to Nellie Jo Rainer. You have been listening to Sarah Rainer. You've been listening to Erin Rainer, and you have been listening to Rachel Rainer. My guess is that the ratings and reviews on this will go so high that Kevin and Amy will say, we're just going to take Sam and Tom off the show, and we're going to put each of them on the show. So thank you, Nellie Jo. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Erin. Thank you, Rachel. Y'all are all a blessing. And to all of us from Rainer on Leadership, happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. Well, to all of you, the listening audience, I've heard this. I hope you've gotten a little bit different. But great spin. Sam, don't you think the ladies did well?
Absolutely, especially my wife.
Good answer.
Okay, was the best.
Excellent, Erin.
Yes, Sam, they were all the best.
Erin, I had to add the word exploring to your name. because you are an excellent explorer and fun.
He has so much energy. Energetic Aaron too.
Gosh.
I didn't think about that. That starts with an E too, energetic Aaron.
I tell you what, going being around Aaron drains me just because she goes everywhere. Being around Sarah drains me just because she talks incessantly. And being around Rachel, I'm fine, you know.
But that would stress you out because we have similar personalities.
That is so
incredible. At least we'll be on time together.
Yes, our 2 minutes early. We definitely will. And we married spouses that kind of forgot where clocks are.
Yes.
And Sarah is always surprising. She just makes me smile.
Thank you, Nellie Jo. I can't wait till you come so I can talk to you.
Thank you, ladies. And as always, thank you for joining us on Rainer on Leadership. And we're typically growing healthy churches together. And I hope today we've grown healthy families together. To all you mothers, happy Mother's Day. God bless you. You deserve it.